My name is Tim Carbonic, and I'm the Coronary Regional Sales Manager for Florida. Over the next 6 minutes, I want to focus on three key points in the design stage that I really believe are fundamental building blocks to your long-term success. I'm going to start by talking about the why behind sales planning. Secondly, I'm going to guide you to a tool in the device sales playbook to help you develop an ideal account profile. And then last but not least, we're going to put it all together by creating a single sales objective. So let's get started. I want you to imagine you're going on a vacation to a destination you've never been to before. Without a doubt, you would sit down and you would start planning every single detail from transportation to hotels to restaurant to sightseeing and activities. Without a plan, your vacation would be a complete bust, waste of time and money. The vast majority of reps will plan every single detail of an upcoming vacation, but couldn't be bothered to put forth any effort in sales planning quarter to quarter. If that is you, this is your wake-up call. Now, let's compare this to sales planning. Your sales plan serves as a guide or a roadmap. Think of it like your vacation itinerary, guiding you towards your sales goals and objectives. If you want to take competitive share, if you want to make more money, if you want to get that promotion, you need to invest more time in thinking strategically about your business, and that starts and ends with sales planning. To me, building your funnel of prospects is one of the most critically important activities that you should be engaged in. So, living in Florida now, I find myself doing a lot more fishing. And my goal is to catch as many fish as possible to maximize my time and effort. Now, not all parts of Florida are flush with fish. Some spots aren't the best, while others are honey holes. Similarly, in sales, not all customers are created equal. In both fishing and sales, research is the key before you start. You need to do your homework. You need to leverage local knowledge. Talk to your colleagues. Study reports. Do online research and ask a lot of questions. So this is where the ideal account profile can really help you identify a great sales target. Like fishing, it's important to spend your time where you have the best chance for success. And this process starts by drilling down and asking yourself a bunch of questions about what makes a great physician or account target. As you consider possible targets, I want you to go through pages 6 through 9 of that device sales playbook and begin ranking your account and physician targets on 5 criteria using a scale from +5, which is a strong opportunity, to -5, which is a very difficult opportunity, with 0 being neutral. The closer you get to that number 25, the better the sales opportunity, the shorter the cycle. So let's briefly talk about the 5 criteria for an ideal account profile. First one, the physician is influential, they're open-minded, and they're willing to try new things. If the physician meets that criteria, give them a +5. If they're unwilling to try anything, it's a -5 or anywhere in between. Secondly, do you have access to all the key decision makers and stakeholders in that count? A +5 rating, easy access to everybody, -5, really difficult to get in front of everybody, right? If you cannot get in front of your targets, they're not a target. End of story. Third, potential for portfolio cross-selling and upselling. This is a big one, right? +5 rating if you have multiple product opportunity, -5 if it's going to be challenging to get more than one product to use. Fourth criteria, are the key stakeholders open to growth or looking for solutions to current problems? Okay. If they're actively looking to increase solutions or options or problems, give them a +5. If they're not, it's a -5. Last but not least, they have no conflicting contracts in place. +5 if they meet that criteria, -5 if there's contractual gridlock or anywhere in between. So shifting gears, let's finish up and talk about setting a single sales objective for a physician or account target in Salesforce. First and foremost, you need to lock in and focus on your wildly important goals. It starts by defining your overall sales goal by setting specific and measurable goals with a defined end date for a specific product or outcome you want to achieve. For example, increasing revenue, growing business by a certain percentage year over year, or selling a certain quantity of products by the end of a specified time. When you set these goals, I want you to think X to Y by when. You must be disciplined in identifying and prioritizing the few critical sales objectives that are going to have the most significant impact to your business in a given quarter. When you narrow your focus to a few, you can concentrate your efforts and allocate your resources. This is when you want to create a cadence of accountability by rolling up your targets in Salesforce. I get it. Vast majority of reps hate rolling up targets in Salesforce because it exposes them to failure. When you set specific goals, specific targets, and strategies in Salesforce, reps are afraid of falling short of their expectations, so you avoid planning altogether. The great reps call their shots quarter after quarter. Be a great rep and embrace Salesforce targeting. To finish up, I encourage everybody to really take ownership of the device sales process because it's going to give you structure, it's going to help you with focus, and it's going to give you the ability to adapt to the ever-changing dynamics of the medical device world. Ultimately, it's going to help you work smarter, not harder, and increase your sales productivity. So good luck and good selling.